This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the weather is warm and sunny, perfect for enjoying outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa also enjoys clear skies. As night approaches, expect a mild evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has adapted its attacks on bases in the Middle East as U.S. munitions stockpiles have diminished. This is according to a Jerusalem Post report from just 40 minutes ago. Also, Jerusalem and Washington have responded to UN claims of rampant settler violence. A JNS article from earlier this hour reports the claims as provocative and distracting from ongoing terrorist threats. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu publicly refused a Gaza plan, raising concerns about the potential diminishing influence of former U.S. President Trump. This was reported by Israel Hayom an hour ago. Separately, the IDF fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line this morning. Ynet reports this as the first strike under new rules limiting offensive actions. And finally, Iran has appointed a suspect in the 1994 Amaya bombing to its National Security Council. Forward reported the appointment 5 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24 News English highlighted Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Danon's statement from 21 minutes ago. He emphasized that Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria will remain, accusing the UN Security Council of a double standard. Gershon Baskin, an Israeli peace activist, posted just over 25 minutes ago. He suggested that Netanyahu's response to the Gaza plan is linked to upcoming elections and pressures from right-wing elements in his government. Al Arabiya English shared a post 33 minutes ago. They quoted former Middle East peace negotiator Gershon Baskin, who argued that Israel's reliance on the U.S. limits Netanyahu's options regarding the Gaza peace plan. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Iran's tactical shift in the Middle East, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran has become more skilled at evading U.S. air defenses, adapting its strategies as conflicts expand across the region. This development raises concerns about regional stability and the effectiveness of U.S. military presence. Turning to the diplomatic front, the JNS article details strong reactions from both Jerusalem and Washington to UN claims about settler violence. Officials argue that such claims undermine Israel's historical connection to the land and shift focus away from terror threats. This dispute could further strain Israel-UN relations. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's refusal of the Gaza plan, reported by Israel Hayom, suggests potential diplomatic fallout. Diplomatic sources express concern over losing the influence of Trump, which could alter U.S.-Israel dynamics. This decision may impact ongoing peace negotiations and regional alliances. In a related development, the IDF's recent action near the Gaza ceasefire line, noted by Ynet, marks a significant change under new engagement rules. The military justified the strike as a response to an immediate threat. This incident may influence future military policies and ceasefire stability. Finally, Iran's controversial appointment, as reported by Forward, places an internationally wanted figure in a significant security role. This move might exacerbate tensions with countries seeking justice for the Amia bombing and could affect Iran's international relations. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Our Crowd has named Callie Chill as its CEO. Chill has been leading the firm through a period of transition since mid-2025, following the founder's medical leave. Separately, Maariv Business revealed that interest rate cuts and tax policies have eroded Bank Hapoalim's profits. The bank's quarterly profits fell by 2.1%, with a 7% decline in the first half of 2026. And finally, Walla Business shared a story about a serious medical mishap at TLV Medical Center. Thanks to the medical team's quick response, the situation was controlled within seconds, averting a more severe outcome. It's Sandra Klein to Beth Bothinu. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.